News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Armoured vehicles have been deployed as violence has erupted for a second night in Ballymena, County Antrim, with around 300 protesters gathering following a vigil over an alleged sexual assault. I'm joined by Amanda Ferguson, freelance journalist based in Belfast. Amanda, thanks for joining us. I suppose overnight, what happened in Ballymena?
Just absolutely awful scenes, fire everywhere, police having to deal with serious public street disorder in the Clonavon Terrace, North Road and Bridge Street areas of Ballymena. The disorder broke out at around 8 o'clock yesterday evening and continued for several hours. A statement from police in the early hours of this morning said that masonry and petrol bombs were thrown at officers and vehicles, and also that a number of homes and businesses were attacked. Police discharged AEPs, or in common parlance, plastic bullets, and the water cannon also had to be deployed in an attempt to disperse several hundred people who had gathered. So police said that the calm was restored to the area at around 1 a.m. and also quite predictably there was some sporadic disorder in Newton Abbey and Carrickfergus and some parts of North Belfast as well. So we're expecting to hear from the police later this morning on what happened overnight and if there were any officer injuries and that sort of thing.
Yeah, remind us exactly of the background of this. The police have said that some of this is racially motivated and it relates to a case of an alleged sexual assault.
Yes, that's right. A senior police officer described the scenes as racist thuggery. Essentially, what happened was over the weekend, two teenage boys were arrested. And then on Monday, they were before the court in relation to an alleged sexual assault of a teenage girl in the town. Now, after that court proceedings, there was a vigil in support of the complainant. And then further into the evening, that became street disorder. There was a suggestion that not everybody who had arrived in Ballymena on Monday evening was from Ballymena, that some people had travelled in to participate in violence. And then we've seen that again for a second night. And the concern is, I guess, as well, for a variety of concerns, but also, in Belfast, I was observing peaceful street protests, people raising concerns around immigration. But in the middle of that, you have really sort of quite racist elements of people. And as we've seen last night, there's potential for street disorder to spread to other areas. So the police are due to update reporters later this morning. We know that there'll be a heavy police presence in Ballymena today and tonight, and perhaps in other areas as well, because while there was sporadic disorder in some other areas, some of those sort of street protests had spread to other parts of Northern Ireland, up the north coast and in Coleraine and so on. So a lot of person power tonight on the streets of the north.
Yeah. Some reports as well we're seeing online overnight that some homes in Ballymena are putting signs outside to say, British family living here or Filipino family living here, as if to try and stave off them being targeted.
Yeah, absolutely depressing images. A press photographer colleague showed a photograph on social media where a Filipino family had placed stickers on their door, one of a union flag and then one saying Filipino lives here, because the Filipino community in Ballymena would perhaps be viewed more favourably than people from other countries. But it's, we've had the likes of Claire Hanna from the SDLP and other politicians and members of the public pointing out just how depressing and grim those kind of images are. And also from the scene, we know of the influence perhaps of paramilitaries in this particular scenario, which is, I'm sure, something that the police will be asked about later today.
Yeah. Amanda Ferguson, as you say, kind of depressing scenes there in Ballymena. Freelance journalist based in Belfast. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.